So within the first few weeks, I kept going home because I thought, obviously, I only live about half an hour drive away. So I thought, I'll go home. And the more I went home, the more I thought, I don't want to go back. I was ended up dreading going back. And when I did, I'd end up kind of like locking myself in my room. And I was too scared to even go into the kitchen to make food sometimes. So I'd wait until everyone had gone to sleep, and like 4 a.m, I'd like creep into the kitchen and like go and make some food or something, because I didn't want to see anyone. And I started thinking, I don't think I'm going to be able to stay in halls. I ended up missing lectures, missing tutorials, because I just wanted to hide away. So it started affecting me academically, because I was really struggling to settle into the halls.
And talk me through them days when you'd wake up and your anxiety was really bad. And
yeah.
What were the main things that you were worried about? What was your anxiety most affected by?
So obviously living on my own kind of thing, I'd always had things done for me, obviously, so those things. And then obviously you're introduced to new people, you've never met them before, and it's almost like you're forced to get on with them because you're kind of stuck with them. You can't choose who you live with. Having to, you know, try and interact with them and go on nights out with them and things when you don't really click with them is really quite difficult. And you just assume before you come to uni that you'll just get on with your flatmates and that you'll be best friends forever, but it's really not like that. Like, I just didn't really click with anyone. It wasn't until much later on that I actually made friends with some girls on my course that I met in my tutorial. So I didn't actually really become friends with anyone from my halls like I thought I would.
And did you speak to anyone around this time about how you felt? Would you kind of keep it all in quiet?
I would actually Skype my mum on a regular basis, crying, saying, I want to come home. And she'd be like, she was really sympathetic, obviously, but she was like, the more you come home, the worse it'll be. Just give it, I know you really want this, so just give it a little bit of time. Just keep trying. Obviously, you can come home if you want, but my advice to you would be stay, you know, just keep trying your best.